They stepped up and enlisted to bravely serve our country. But life is challenging, and sometimes we need a shoulder for support. Two things that should never go together: veterans and homelessness. That's where U.S. Vets comes in. Founded by veterans to uplift veterans, U.S. Vets is an army of professional staff, donors, veterans, and civilian volunteers alike.
U.S. Vets is the home base for opportunity.
That's part of a film that was released today, a PSA from U.S. Vets, and it's making the round. I've posted it on Twitter and Facebook, a great organization, and the leader of that organization, the president and CEO, Stephen Peck, joins us on the phone line now. Mr. Peck, welcome to WGN, and I guess I should say welcome home in a way to Chicago.
That's right. Well, thank you. And I hung around Chicago when I was at Northwestern and have been back several times since. Love Chicago.
Well, I'm not going to ask about what you like on your hot dog, but I will ask if you like the Cubs or the White Sox.
I'm actually a Dodger fan, I hate to say, but there you go. I've lived in L.A. all my life, other than the 4 years I was there at NU.
Way to go, Mr. Peck. You just angered everybody in Chicago. Tell me about U.S. Vets and the work that you do.
We've been around for 27 years now and have grown into the largest nonprofit organization in the country, providing housing and services to homeless veterans. On any given night, we'll have about 5,000 veterans in housing, providing a whole range of services, employment services, mental health, substance abuse treatment, making sure that they have all the tools they need to go back out into the community and be successful.
You were a Marine officer in Vietnam. Tell me how that experience fed or feeds what you're doing now.
Certainly, I would not be here now if I were not there then. I came back from Vietnam, really wanted to put that behind me. It was not a pleasant experience, but those thoughts and those experiences stay with you. And over the years, I had to deal with those and found the opportunity to work with the homeless veterans. And as soon as I started doing it, I knew it was what I needed to be doing with my life. It was quite an extraordinary and unexpected transformation. So it really does give me an outlet for all of the things we saw and did over in the war.
You know, I've been thinking of veterans. I know it's obvious it's Veterans Day, but I think more this year than in the past. And it didn't occur to me how many veterans are around me. You know, I'm on Facebook and I see my old college friends. My college roommate was a Marine captain. He died in a training accident in California. The producer of the program, one of them, Brian Altheimer, is a vet. One of our sound guys, Ernie Scranton, is a vet. In the newsroom, Vic Vaughn is a veteran. I mean, you know, they don't wear the uniform and they're not talking about it a lot. So I think sometimes we just don't realize how many veterans are around us.
I think that's true. And, you know, we focus, of course, on the veterans who need help, who are heading toward homeless or already homeless. But the vast majority of veterans come back, rejoin their community, and they use those skills, leadership skills, organizational skills, focus on the goal skills. All of those skills are very useful in the private sector. So there's a lot of vets around, and we hire vets in our organization every chance we get. About 30% of our 500 staff are veterans.
But of course, we're here to talk more about the difficulties veterans are facing. How many homeless vets are there around the country? What's the estimate?
They think there are about 40,000. Mm-hmm. Now, we've cut that number in half over the last 10 years, which is a good thing, but we're kind of stuck at that number. And the reason is there's not enough affordable housing out there. There's not enough homeless prevention services, so you want to get to them early with mental health counseling, with employment, get them employed so they don't lose their apartment or their home. So we really have to strengthen the safety net around them and devote a lot more funding to building affordable housing and providing the services that they need to remain stable.
How is it that they become homeless? I mean, we read about, obviously, if you come back from combat, you come back with terrible memories and mental images, it maybe addiction issues. Is that what leads to it, or is it representative of the population? How is it that these men and women find themselves on the streets?
It's fairly representative of the larger population, although obviously if they've been in combat, they come back with those issues, which are difficult to deal with. A couple of years ago, we discovered that women veterans have a very high suicide rate. I found that they are coming back, the victims of sexual assault or sexual trauma, a lot of high rate of divorce of returning veterans. If they have children, the woman becomes the sole provider, and if she hasn't got a job, it's very, very stressful. So we've started a couple of programs specifically for women, but overall, poverty is the main issue. Right? People cannot afford housing, and maybe they don't have any training other than using an M16 in the military, so they don't have the appropriate skills, the appropriate opportunity. So we try to remedy all of that while they are with us.
We're talking to Stephen Peck. He's the president and CEO of U.S. Vets. And in fact, if you go to usvets.org, right away it starts playing. You can see this brief film that we're talking about. And the idea is to put this idea of homelessness into the conscience of the rest of us, right? So that we can contribute to your cause or in one way or another help out. What is it we can do to help?
Exactly. We do the day-to-day work, right? We are the ones that are out there in the streets getting guys off the street and providing the services. But we really need the community to support us in that effort. We cannot do this by ourselves. We have to organize coalitions in communities. We have to raise funds. And all of that is really helped by the fact that communities, corporations, and foundations become involved. So we're in 11 communities across the country. But there are veteran service organizations in many communities helping homeless veterans. And so you want to connect with them if you want to help in your community.
You know, it's one of those, we're in a year where a lot of us need help, and a lot of us who don't need help are more aware of that and are contributing and are helping out our neighbors next door. And it certainly is an extra case when it comes to U.S. Vets. Stephen Peck from U.S. Vets, thank you very much for joining us. I wish you great success.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Again, check out the website, usvets.org. You're listening to 720 WGN.